Welcome back here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and I'm going to shift gears here a little bit, talk severe weather awareness. It's that time of year, if you can believe it, as cold as it is. But I have plenty of guests here in the studio. I'll just go from my left to my right. Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator Lori Harrison is in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We've also got Mike Baer, K-State Emergency Management Coordinator. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
And also Chris Hollenbeck, Fort Riley Emergency Manager. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So obviously a lot of different entities here and all one purpose here. A Severe Weather Awareness Week is next week, March 4th through the 8th. And this is time to remind people, I guess, be prepared. Isn't that right?
That's right. So we encourage folks to take this time to learn about the plans at their home, at their school, at their work, visit with those in their household about what to do in case of severe weather. Where do you go? Where do you take shelter? Put your kit together. So sometimes it's also referred to as a 72-hour kit. So get that together. And then most importantly, how you're notified. So make sure that you've got multiple ways of getting the message.
All right. And one of those ways, obviously, having a weather radio, is that still as important as anything here as far as that emergency kit?
Oh, definitely. The NOAA All Hazards Radio actually receives the information before anything else does. So if you're relying on some other form of notification, just know that if you have a weather radio, it'll probably go off before the other notification service will. But definitely good information to have and multiple ways of being notified. I just can't stress that enough. Just in case one would happen to fail, then you've got something else to fall back on.
I have one of those weather radios myself here, and I'm going to probably have to go get it reprogrammed here. I know that's a big deal each year. Make sure you have it programmed. Your batteries are fresh. That way you're ready in case at any hour of the day.
Yeah, just do a test on the weather radio. Sometimes they just die. I mean, I've been through several of them at my home, and, you know, they're just little transistor radios, and sometimes they just die. There's no other way around it. And so luckily they're not very expensive. You know, you can find them for probably 30, 35 bucks around town at different locations. And if you buy one and you need help programming it, emergency management would be glad to help get those programmed for you.
Okay. You just bring them down there and schedule an appointment?
Yeah, more likely just call because we are sometimes hard to catch in the office. But our number at Riley County is 537-6333.
Let's talk a little bit about the statewide tornado drill coming up.
So Severe Weather Awareness Week next week, so Tuesday, is the statewide tornado drill. And again, we just want to encourage folks to take this time to practice taking shelter. It will be at 10 in the morning. And so schools will be participating. Workplaces will be participating. So again, when you get home, you know, those are things that we want people to make sure that they visit with others in their household about is where you're going to take shelter. But because the statewide tornado drill will be on Tuesday, here in Riley County, our typical outdoor warning siren test day is Monday. So we won't be conducting the siren test on Monday because we'll be activating those sirens on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
I think most of us, when we think of the statewide tornado drill, we think of when we were in school and how that all goes. But I'm curious how you guys operated at K-State and also at Fort Riley. How is any different?
We don't actually do a drill and have people move to their assembly areas because we don't necessarily want to interrupt class. But what we do is we test the K-State alert system, which, as Lori mentioned, you want to have multiple modalities to let people know and to get the message. So we test the sirens that are on campus. And then we have the K-State alert system that sends texts, emails, phone calls, and activates emergency alert beacons in various buildings on campus. And it also posts to social media to let people know what's going on. So we take this as an opportunity to test that system out and also to get this faculty, students, and staff thinking about this. And then we'll send out a survey afterwards to help people kind of focus their thinking, you know, find out if the beacons failed or didn't work in certain buildings so we can get those repaired, if the sirens were heard. And then also we have a lot of international folks and people who aren't from Kansas, so it also helps get their attention that we do worry about severe weather. And then sometimes we have to back them up a little bit because they seem to think tornadoes roll through and destroy small towns every year. So we do a lot of outreach. It's a good way for us to start engaging with the community, kind of gets everybody's attention.
All right. Chris, anything different at Fort Riley that, as far as the statewide tornado drill?
Well, at Fort Riley, we're going to do the same thing. We'll participate in the statewide drill, and this gives our directorates and our agencies and our military units a chance to practice their plan. If it was an actual tornado warning, we'll activate all of our mass warning notification systems, which is our tornado sirens, our mass giant voice system, and also our internal ad hoc notification alert system. So kind of the same concept of everyone else is we just want everybody to be in that frame of mind of having that plan and being able to react, you know, in the event we did actually have a tornado.
Right. And I may add that we're scheduled for that for Tuesday, but if we're having weather that day, our backup date it will be Thursday. So just FYI.
Okay. Yeah, you never know. I mean, it could be snowing on Tuesday. We don't know.
Bite your tongue.
There's other opportunities here for people to learn more about this. National Weather Service presentation is coming up next month, too.
Right. Riley County sponsors the presentation here in Manhattan. It'll be March 19 at 7 p.m. at the Wareham at 410 Points Avenue here in Manhattan. This presentation is free. It's open to the public. Great information just about severe weather. They'll talk about some of the definitions that you'll hear throughout the storm season. Talk about some of the different cloud formations, what things are called. And, so plan about an hour and a half for that if you come. We'll have great information from our storm spotters there, and also our community emergency response team will have information available. So hopefully folks can get there March 19, 7 p.m. And if you cannot make Riley County's, there are others in the area that are scheduled, and those can be found at the National Weather Service Topeka website, 2019 Storm Spotter Talk is at the very top of the webpage.
I think Pottawatomie County had theirs yesterday.
Last night.
In Wamego. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Great information. I've been to these before, and they're very good, because especially the spotter meetings, because then if you're ever interested in becoming a spotter, they can teach you how to what they're looking for, cloud formation. I mean, all the information's invaluable.
Right. Yep. So. And again, to go along with what Mike said earlier about, if some folks aren't familiar with the Kansas weather, and so this gives them a great chance to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more here about Severe Weather Awareness Week and what people need to be doing here. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.